All right, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're tackling something we all know too well, those hilarious language barrier moments.
Oh, those lost in translation situations.
Exactly. You know, you're traveling, trying to communicate, and, well, things go hilariously wrong.
It happens to the best of us.
We've got a whole bunch of real stories shared online about those moments. It's proof that language can be both a bridge and a comedy routine, right?
Absolutely. It's incredible how something meant to connect us can lead to the most unexpected and funny mix-ups.
Okay, so let's jump into our first theme. Literal translations gone wrong. Those word-for-word translations that lead to some wild results. You've seen the memes, but these stories are something else. Like one person talked about trying to ask for tools, but ended up asking for nipples instead.
Oh, wow. That's a classic example of how idioms and cultural nuances just don't translate directly.
Makes you wonder, how much shared understanding we rely on, even when speaking the same language, huh?
Definitely. It's more than just the words themselves.
Right. It reminds me of this time I was in Italy. I tried to order a simple coffee, you know?
Yeah.
Thinking plain and easy.
Yes, keeping it basic.
But I ended up with this super fancy sugary drink. Turns out, simple in Italian coffee culture means a whole different thing.
Absolutely. It just shows how even basic words can mean different things across languages and cultures. And sometimes it's not even the words themselves, but the way they're said.
You mean like our next theme? Unexpected pronunciations and misunderstandings.
Exactly. We've got stories of people mixing up leg and ham or saying beach when they meant peach. The confusion is real.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
One person shared how they were trying to describe a place as shabby chic.
Yeah.
But with their pronunciation, it sounded like they were straight up insulting the place.
Oh, no. Accents and different ways of speaking can definitely add to the fun or the awkwardness, I guess.
Speaking of awkward, sometimes it's not even the language itself. It's the whole cultural context that leads to these funny moments.
You're talking about culture shock and faux pas.
Bingo. We've got stories about bathroom etiquette confusion, tipping customs gone wrong, jokes that totally missed the mark. One person even used the word cock, thinking it was a nice thing to say.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, a big reminder that what's normal in one culture can be, well, not so normal in another.
It's true. And it shows how important it is to be sensitive and aware of these differences, because even with the best intentions,
things can go hilariously wrong.
Exactly. And that's okay. I mean, it really makes for great travel stories later, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. Like, you laugh about it later.
Right.
And honestly, those blunders, they're the best way to learn sometimes.
You learn by doing.
It makes you realize that communication is more than just words.
Oh, for sure. Thinking about the bigger picture, these stories show how complex just interacting with each other can be.
Right. Like, even with all those apps and translators we have now.
Yeah, those can only take you so far. There's no substitute for actually being there, experiencing the culture.
You have to be present, pay attention to those nonverbal cues, be ready to adapt. You can study a language for years, but some things you can only learn in the moment.
Absolutely. And that's where humor comes in.
Humor.
Yeah, like, it's a universal language. When words fail, a good laugh can connect people from different cultures.
So true. These stories remind us not to take ourselves too seriously, to embrace those lost in translation moments. Find the funny side.
What stands out to you about humor in these situations?
I think it's like a pressure valve. It lets us acknowledge how absurd the situation is, eases any tension, and helps us connect on a human level.
I like that, a pressure valve. It's like, okay, this is crazy, but we can laugh about it together.
Exactly. It's a reminder that we all make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes are just plain funny. But beyond the laughs, what's the takeaway for our listener from all these linguistic mishaps?
I think the biggest takeaway is this. Approach language learning and cultural exchange with curiosity, humility, and most importantly, a good sense of humor.
Love that. Don't be afraid to mess up, ask for help, and laugh at yourself along the way.
It's in those vulnerable, genuine moments that we really learn and grow, I think.
Totally. It's not about speaking perfectly or avoiding every awkward situation. It's about embracing the whole experience.
With all the bumps in the road, yeah. And realizing that even when we miscommunicate, there's still something to learn, a connection to be made, and a good laugh to be had.
Speaking of good laughs, we've got another story that fits perfectly. Someone was trying to compliment their host on their home decor and accidentally used a word with a, well, let's just say a more suggestive meaning.
Oh, no. You never know what surprises language can throw at you.
It's a reminder to be mindful of those slang words, those informal expressions that can mean something totally different in another culture.
Yeah, like what's casual in one language could be completely off limits in another.
It's all about context. The same word can have different meanings depending on the situation and who you're talking to.
Right. Context is key.
It reminds me of another story. This person thought they were being asked about their financial investments when they were really being asked about their future plans. Mm. They ended up talking about their stock portfolio.
Oh, wow. That's what happens when you use all that technical jargon.
I know, right? It highlights how important it is to use simple, clear language. Avoid the jargon, especially when talking to people from different cultures.
Definitely. Keep it simple. But even when we try to keep things simple, misunderstandings still happen. And let's be honest, that's part of the fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's the unexpected that keeps things interesting. Like, take this story. Someone tried to hail a taxi, but the phrase they used sounded more like they were propositioning someone.
Oh my goodness.
I know, right? It's a reminder that even those little pronunciation slip-ups can lead to some awkward but hilarious encounters.
And it shows how language can be both a bridge and a barrier.
What might seem harmless in one culture
could be super offensive in another.
Exactly. And that's where cultural awareness and sensitivity come into play. What might seem like just a funny story to one person
could be really embarrassing or offensive to someone else.
We have to remember that what's funny to one person might not be funny to everyone.
It all comes down to respect, right? Respect for the people we're interacting with and respect for their culture. We need to be mindful of those differences and adjust our communication style accordingly.
That's a great point. We need to be aware of those nuances and be respectful. Mm. This next story really brings that home. Someone thought a compliment about their appearance was actually a romantic advance. That made things pretty uncomfortable.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good example of how cultural norms around personal space and compliments can be so different.
It's about understanding those unwritten rules of etiquette.
Right, those unspoken things.
What might seem friendly in one culture
could be totally inappropriate in another.
And when you're unsure, it's always best to err on the side of caution. Observe. Pay attention to how people are interacting. And don't be afraid to ask for clarification.
I like that. Observe and ask. Don't just assume. Speaking of observing, have you heard about this one? It's a story where someone totally misinterpreted a hand gesture.
Oh, no. Not another hand gesture mishap.
Yep, it led to a pretty hilarious misunderstanding.
Hand gestures? They can be so expressive but so confusing across cultures.
It's true. What's a friendly wave in one place could be something completely different somewhere else.
It just shows how even our body language can be misinterpreted. You might be saying one thing, but your body is saying something else entirely.
It's a two-way street, that's for sure. Communication isn't just about what you say, but how you say it and how it's received.
Right. It's about being aware of all those layers of communication.
And being willing to ask, hey, did I understand that right?
It's always better to ask than to make assumptions. Speaking of making assumptions, this next story is about someone who mistook a request for their ID for a date invitation.
Oh, no. Awkward. Talk about misreading the signals.
Right. It shows how different cultures view dating and social interactions.
What's normal in one place could be totally different somewhere else.
It's a good reminder to be aware of those unspoken rules when you're traveling.
Exactly. Pay attention to how people interact and don't be afraid to ask if you're unsure.
And now for something a little lighter. We have a story about someone who had a rather comical encounter with a vending machine.
A vending machine.
Yep. They thought they were picking one snack, but ended up with something totally different.
Oh, those can be tricky even without a language barrier.
I know, right? It shows how even simple technology can be a source of confusion and amusement when you're in a different culture, especially when you're hungry. It really does, you know? It's amazing with all the ways we can connect now, there's still so much room for these cross-cultural mix-ups.
It's true. Makes you realize how complex communication really is. And how important it is to be adaptable, to be flexible.
Right. And what I find really cool is, even with all the potential for things to go wrong, these stories, they show a shared human experience.
We're all just trying to figure things out, right?
Yeah. We stumble, we make mistakes, but at the end of the day, we can all laugh about it, no matter the language, no matter where we come from.
It's like humor is its own universal language, crossing all those borders.
Totally. Now, as we wrap up this deep dive, what really stood out to you from all these anecdotes? Like, what message stuck with you the most?
For me, it's the reminder that language is powerful. I mean, it can connect us, but it can also lead to misunderstandings.
A double-edged sword.
Exactly. And these stories, They remind us to approach language learning and cultural exchange with excitement, but also a healthy dose of humility.
I love that. Be eager to learn, but know that you don't know everything.
Right. Be open to making mistakes, laughing at those mistakes. Use those moments as a way to learn and understand better.
So to our listener, if you've ever been in that situation, tongue-tied, searching for the right words, totally lost in translation, you're not alone.
We've all been there. These stories, they show us that language isn't just about rules and vocab lists.
There's so much more to it than that.
It's alive, it changes, it reflects culture, history, human experience.
And sometimes, those messy, confusing moments, those are the moments where we find unexpected connections and make the best memories.
Absolutely. So the next time you're facing that language barrier, remember these stories, take a breath, approach it with curiosity, patience, and of course, a sense of humor.
Perfectly said.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe you'll end up with a hilarious story of your own. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep laughing.